Is August 14th, 1999, and yesterday I asked Lucille if she would be willing to share some of her experiences and thoughts with us for the Oral History Project. And also I thought, well, since it turns out that some of us are leaving tomorrow, maybe we could also ask Catherine, maybe if you could talk a little bit too. But first of all, we'll
do her first, maybe, huh? Oh. She's leaving today.
Oh, you're leaving today?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, if you wanted, I mean, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit with us.
My plan turned off.
We turned it off. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they just ask me questions.
Well, one of the things that I know that Robbie was telling me that they wanted to get more, narratives about were the tidal wave. Maybe you could share with us your experience of the tidal wave.
Well, the day of the tidal wave, I got out of the hospital right after I had a baby.
Oh.
We went up to Pillar.
Uh huh.
My whole family. That's all I
know. So where were you at the time?
I was at home. I just got out of the hospital that morning.
Oh, I see. Uh huh.
But I was at home on the earthquake.
Uh huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see when the wafers coming in?
Yes, we were up in Pillar then.
Oh. So
my sister-in-law picked us up.
Uh huh.
My family, you know, with my husband, and then. Then with their four boys, there must have been about 14 of us in a little car.
Uh-huh.
And we went up to Pillar, and I was the first one into the building because I had just had a baby.
Uh-huh.
They were going to have everybody else in the car, but eventually they let everybody else in.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we came down about 4 in the morning, I think. We went down to Phil Scholl's place. And I think it was 2 weeks later. We had that real sharp one again. Was it?
Yeah, there was tremors.
So many days.
Yeah, there was tremors.
Yeah, there was supposed to be another wave, big wave.
Because I remember it was 2 weeks later, I think I was at my own place and we were sitting around the table. Julie Kamagan's mother was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because the kids had just gone back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so hard and so quick, we didn't have a chance to do anything. We were trying to get out, but it was so strong, we couldn't, we just sat back down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you know, we kept having tremors after that, but that, I think it was 2 weeks later, was really strong. That was, we just didn't have a chance to do anything, but that's all I remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You didn't see any of the boats drifting in?
The next morning we did, early. Mm-hmm. You know, it was getting kind of light then, looking out the window, trying to figure out, and boy, it was a surprise. And I think the next day, too, that water line broke, and we thought it was oil.
The what broke?
Water line broke.
Oh.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it was, we struck oil.
Uh-huh.
Geyser.
But then the next day, Sonny went to a Fogginac to pick his folks up. He took the boat and went and got his mom and dad from a Fogginac, not knowing if they were, you know, okay.
Right.
But I think they were up the mountain or somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's all I remember about the earthquake. It was powerful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's all I know.
Does anyone else have anything that they wanted to... Any other experiences about the earthquake that...
I would have to do mine from back in
1936. Yeah.
My first experience in the tidal wave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'd go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
I would have to, 1936.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he should remember part of it. We were talking about that the other day, Dennis and I. Because Carlock was large little village at that time, you know, all the homes. That's way before 64 earthquake, before they wiped out. And this happened in 1936, that I can remember.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about
Hill,
that.
When it first started, it was in the afternoon. The villages down in there had a lot of outside toilets, okay? and sort up on the hill. They saw me. Our church. When it first happened, the church bell rang, okay? And Nikita, Sophie's dad, was the starist at that time. The church bell rang.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't figure out. We were sitting in the Isa with Martin, and then they were playing their accordions. And we were young, but then we I remember that very much. Down into the valley, like that, you would see the houses, like Babuka's house and all those. And they used to call that little old lady Susie. We were up there, church bell rang, and then after that it shook, and it shook. And that bridge that crossed over was actually waving. But we didn't know it was earthquake until her dad, Larry Moika, shouted, earthquake, and Katyusha. We were little, we didn't think nothing of it too much. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they said, Awai, una, imak teyo, inside into the island where we used to play mayachik. It covered up the whole island. So we're sitting up on the hill, we were still watching it, fascinated with it. But all of a sudden, the tide came in full, right down into the island, covered up the island, and then it came up and it went back up. The Alu teach them new world, and there's a tidal wave, you know. They said that, and it went back up. Low tide again, you know, they kept saying, that's low tide already, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the sudden one came in. Susie Mwatha, that little old lady. Father Gurasam used to like to play around with her, dye her hair with peroxide and all that. She used to be so glad she came out there already, you know. Went into the toilet, outside toilet, Kanani, Kolya Mungilwa, Isina Mungilwa, and Shortcuts, Babukas, down in the valley. The tide came back in, and we saw Susie go into the Nuznik. The tidal wave, the big one came in. She was in there. She also, the tide went back out there, and she couldn't figure out where she was, you know. Her toilet moved to the other place.
Oh, gosh.
She was still in
there.
Oh, God. We didn't have time to be scared. This was our first experience in tidal wave, you know.
Right.
But afterwards, it was not very funny. It was not. So.
Was she still sitting down as the toilet was being moved?
Well, she was. Her seat was getting wet. She couldn't figure out. Just like a boat. When she came out the door, opened the door, that was my first experience at tidal wave.
Now, that little island you were talking about, is that the one they call Sissak?
Yeah,
that's
Shishamitawani,
the one?
Where
you used to,
They would, you know, bows and arrows, their targets was those great big poles that we saw.
They dried their fish there too.
We dried everything down in their tamuk.
What place did they call Asia?
The one up on the hill, like if we're going up
Akishamrak.
From Samoshka's place, there were steps that went up the hill, and then a little platform there, that's where we were sitting, and then we go up. Skadi Mangalungwashka was not very far from
right
the church.
Right up to the right there, the step,
Tawani, where church was.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the one in 65?
Yeah.
The 64, you mean?
Yeah, 64, sorry.
64.
Yeah.
The second one was down in Karnataka that I experienced
in
1945
during
World War.
Yeah.
The earthquake?
That was the one.
You were in Karnataka?
Huh? Wasn't that the one that destroyed Scotch Cap Lighthouse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
That's 46.
I remember
going to the market.
I was over in
Canada
then when that happened.
There were a couple of guys got lost from there.
A couple of guys from that Scotch Cape lighthouse got lost.
Washed it away.
Okay, the tidal wave, we were clam digging, me and Barbara. Barbara, Nikolaska, Nuriska.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara yeah. and them, we were Canada, we went clam digging, her and I. Kita Hawk, she said, let's go. We went clam digging. Jack Week, one-eyed Jack Week was there then. And we went down to dig clams. And we didn't know it was a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had radios, but they were only used for emergencies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At that time. World War II, everything was kind of silent, secretive in that war.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down there and we're clam digging. She said, oh, well, the tide is coming in. I said, well, we better move up a little bit again. So we're digging. They went back down again. She told me the same thing. I said, the tide's going back out again.
Mm.
Until Jack Week called from his speaker hole. He said, the tidal wave.
Mm.
So we came up. Right behind us, we came from there just in time. Mm. Right behind was a big one with logs and all just swooped right up.
Mm.
She got out of there just in time.
What year was that?
1945.
It was around December in late part
No. This was during
in the spring.
I would say in the month of July, in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they were getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. They was going to go over that hill and go down to Igigig.
Igigig, yeah. What were you doing in Connecticut at the time?
We? Uh-huh. I was... This is going to be a sad story that I've been trying to keep to myself. Not really. It's just... In them days, I was young. I would say I was 16 years old. And their chief's name was Nikolai. Nick Ruff was his name. And Philip Rostopsov was my stepdad then. It was after my papa died. Now we're going into my childhood, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He brought it back out there, so it's got to come out. It has to come out. And so Nikolaska told his brother, Philip, to join him to Connecticut. So that's how come I wound up in Connecticut. After we were working in a cannery.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then they, after they had scared down in, when the Japanese attacked the harbor down there,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it was into the fall when we finally left. And Robert Shirley came by traveling twice a month.
Uh-huh.
He picked us up to take us to Connecticut. My first experience there when I was younger. But I didn't know what they had planned for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those guys that they selected a woman for this man, okay?
Mm.
And he was already 45 years old and he'd been married before.
Oh.
All his kids were older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I became their stepmother and I felt a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So Herman Seeley is the one that gave us those licenses, you know, and I didn't know, you know? I didn't know any better. So he let us sign. I didn't know him. And I didn't even know I became his wife.
Uh-huh.
You know? That was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Atam Hope, I didn't know anything about men, you know.
Yeah.
He never told us anything
yeah.
about, you know, what the men could do to you and all that.
Yeah.
Not him up that long.
Uh-huh.
So, signed the paper. That was fine, you know. I was still running around with my teenagers, you know,
yeah.
having fun. I didn't even know he was my husband. I went to his place, you know,
mm-hmm.
he invited us and Chaya Florida. Well, but he never come closer. I wouldn't dare let him come close to me because he was old already, you know. I'm just a little teeny bopper. Crazy. So in the evening I went home.
Mm-hmm.
Our house was like, I don't know how many of you have been in Connecticut. But there was a little bridge that used to cross over the river where they used to catch fish
mm-hmm.
to go over the hillside. So we got there and Tawa after school. I was still going to school with them. My brother Moses will tell you that. We were down at Jenny's house, Anna's house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tawa at the product. So it was time to go home. I didn't know I was married to that goddamn man. I went home. Mama, what you doing home? Then my stepdad feel, because it, Naomi Unin, or whatever he called it, my husband. I don't know. You don't live here no more. I said, why? You know, it really struck me funny when he said, this is not your home no more. Where am I supposed to go, you know? How am I going to go back to Carlo? You know, you don't have no more. So they're talking to me. You can't stay here no more. And I thought maybe I was going to get married with young guys, you know, not but cheap with the village, you know, cheap. And then they started calling me Mrs. G. Bullshit. I forget that you guys are married. I'm just talking to the ladies.
Well, that's where Ananda went, huh?
Yeah, the one.
Ananda and Jenny, remember, they were in a fog night.
Yes,
yeah, the that's one. Where, that's where they did must have ended
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that's yeah. when he
I
died
thought they
over
were in
there.
Carlo. Yeah.
yeah.
No. They moved.
Yeah.
The Ananda
yeah,
took
I
her
so.
Over there to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out what they told me to go home. You know what? I couldn't go in that house. What am I going to do? You know? I was surprised. No way. It was a sad situation for me, I'll tell you. Then years later, Robert, before he drowned, whatever, Robert Shealy and Roy Matson.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Matson knew him very well, that the chief of the village of Canada. And he realized that I was a very young girl, you know, and I was working for McConaughey then in Kodiak in 1946. Is when he gave me my divorce. I didn't have to appear or nothing. They just automatically freed me. Yeah. I'm of course okay, Johnny Mina.
Yeah.
I was scared of him, you know? I didn't know what they done because
in the Canada must have been like Vegas, huh?
Huh?
Canada must have been like Vegas.
The marriage had to be annulled.
They never told us anything about what was going to happen, what's ahead of you, you know, just like your periods and so forth. I didn't. If they said the baby was born in the barn, we believed it.
Yeah.
So we went baby hunting then, you know?
Yeah.
Same one.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Or Santa Claus dropped it down for us. Winter time, you know?
Yeah.
Pukilak, that's down the beach. Babaka was down the beach. So we're digging those pukilaks, looking for babies.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know, I was very dumb. Stupid, I guess you would say.
We used to ask people, where were you born? Where were you born?
If I say nasty word, excuse me. I'm used to talking to these girls, not you guys.
Yeah.
The strikeout was dropped.
Yeah.
So that's how it began. The two tidal waves that experienced.
Right.
On 64 earthquake, I was up in Anchorage when that happened. And this was on Good Friday.
Right.
And I was looking for a hat for Easter. We went down. Just got out of the hat shop, going over to Elmendorf. My husband was in the service then. And so we're cutting across to go to the commissary. So we had just come out from JCPenney's. Just got out of JCPenney's when that happened. The elevator's locked and everything, you know. People got locked in there quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The concrete just crumbled up high, just like great big mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the cars got caught when the earth split up, open and closed them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up to Elmendorf. So those telephone poles were going way down. They were in the car. And it wasn't too bad, but then all of a sudden when he opened the door, he said, I think you got flat tires, so we're both out there putting on the flat tires, and no flat tires. All of a sudden I looked down there on the ground. That ground was just going like this.
Yeah.
And jelly, like it was going to split open right from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. So we pulled up to the driveway at the commissary. People coming out. When they all came out, the warehouse collapsed. Way down.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the car and I'm heading. I told my husband, I said, boy, I said, we caught the people coming out. There won't be that many people in the commissary. We got a chance to look around. I got to the door, the MP says, where do you think you're going, Miss Lady? I'm going to commissary. No, you're not. I said, why? It's earthquake. All that time, all those cats were just rolling all over.
Mm.
candles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then our kids was in the village in Nunaka Valley. That's where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter was, she'd been already being experienced on talking about tidal waves and earthquakes. And she's the one that took care of our children, her brothers and sisters, while mm-hmm. we were gone. And we got to the first gate, and I told the guy, I says, I'm walking home. They stopped the cars,
mm-hmm.
you know. I thought my husband was out of gas. I'm going home. I'm walking. He said, the captain, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. By that time, that Elmendorf Hospital cracked, and it was falling apart. Mm-hmm. The same thing with the schoolhouse mm-hmm. up on that hill slid right down.
Mm-hmm.
So we got home. And it was, why it was getting dark, you know, it was getting dark. Mm-hmm. That's what made it so bad, because it was dark, no lights, no water. And the men, military people were trying to take care of us on this side and all over Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because another one hit that little after midnight up there in Anchorage. That's the one was I was more alert with. Because the first one, I didn't really know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
It just took us off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, when she made that move, then we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Easter Sunday, and we couldn't. The church that we used to go to was Greek Orthodox. That's before this Russian
mm-hmm.
Orthodox came. So they told us then just to go to Baptist Church on Muldoon.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we couldn't cross over. I mean, the ground was all crumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were. So that's where we had our Russian Easter services. Because we can go nowhere.
Huh.
No water. So that was my experience. But I didn't see the tidal wave there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all crumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had experienced at 2 and 36 and 45.
Right, yeah.
So other than that, I were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember I had 4 kids. I got them all outside because the house was just crackling. So we were sitting outside on the deal, and I forgot my baby in the bedroom.
Oh, no.
So I went into the back. I had to walk all through the house. And when I got in there, the bunk was just back. So I just grabbed my baby. I went out, and I got by the kitchen sink. I was almost fainting. It was so strong.
Mm.
So I just stood there. My kids were screaming outside. Sonny had just gone downtown to Jacob Lakeen, bought her a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to pick them up, and the kids were fine. I told them, don't be scared, it's an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, the sky was just black, and it looked behind. We were right below the mountain there,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like this.
Were you living where you're living?
Up on the hill behind Kodiak Inn.
Where were you then?
And then the scene in the breakwater, you know, it sunk.
Oh.
But I don't know what I did with my baby. All I remember is grabbing her and getting as far as the kitchen sink because the kids were good. And then when they saw their dad, they were just like a seagull. They all started screaming and crying.
Mm.
I didn't panic. I was...
Mm.
Uh-huh. I guess I was shocked. I just didn't know what was going to... I didn't think the world was coming to an end, but the sky was so black.
I didn't give it the thought at all.
It was black.